पादम भोजे मणिमय तुला कोट जुगमेन जत्नात् अभ्यर्चे तद्गल कुलमपि प्रेष्ट पादांगुली कांची दम्ना कटिटटमिदं प्रेमपीठं सुनेत्रे कंसाराते अतुलम चिराद अर्चयिष्यामि किंते। जनरल मीनिंग यू हैव इन दैट यू कैन बी
O beautiful eyed one, will I soon worship your two lotus feet with jeweled anklets and the petals of your lotus feet with toe rings? With a splendid belt, will I soon worship your hips, the sacred pilgrimage place of Lord Krishna?
Hips. This ऐश लोचने सुनेत्रे the time is morning and they are bathing Srimati Radhika. Srimati Radhika has taken bath. Now they are ornamenting Srimati Radhika. They are doing Shringar to Radhika. Automatically, by nature, Radhika is too beautiful. Without any alankar, without any ornament, without giving anything in his body, yet she is so beautiful. So, sometimes Raghunath Das Goswami, entering in Leela, serving Radha, Srimati Radhika, in
Antardasha.
And then he is in the shape of Tulsi Manjari or Rati Manjari. But when this
comes down,
she comes in senses. Slowly she comes. First she comes in antara bahya dasa and then bahya dasa. When he is in inner dasa, he is so glad and doing everything and seeing it. When she is in half, then sometimes she weeps and tells to anyone whether they are a sakhi or not, what she has done in inner dasa. And when she comes in outer, then she is rolling on the bank of Radha Kunda, weeping so much, feeling so much separation. and weeping bitterly. But yet there is some tadatma bhava, always hankering, always remembering for the same scene and to serve Srimati Radhika. For sadhak, when he is in outer sense, he is in the stage of sadhak. But when he is in inner sense, then he is like siddha. Because he sees not a sadhak, he is not a sadhak. He is siddha. But for sadhak, it will be not so easy as it was for Raghunath Das Goswami. He has come here as a parikar of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to show the path of Raganuga. This is called Raganuga. So, a sadhak should try to do all these things. Who will do? After taste, he has a very good guidance, Swajati Snigdha. And he has gone through 11 kinds of name, rup, bhav, palyadashi and so many things. And after that, he should complete 5 dasas. Saman dasa, then varan dasa, then bhavapan dasa, and then arativi.
Sampatti.
Sampatti means to come in the inner stage, sometimes. Or for 8 division of day and night. Yam, Ashtayam, he will come. But if anyone wants to enter, they should also know how a rush, what is bhakti, and then what is bhakti rush. It will come upon a sthayi bhav. But a sthayi bhav will not come at first. Shuddha sattva will come. And then after Shuddha sattva, in saman dasa, he will know all the things that makes a bhakti transferred in a bhakti or rasa. First will come the thought of vibhav. Krishna is, who is Krishna? And I am Arsha, Shakhi, in the guidance of Gurudev or Rupa Goswami, Rupa Manjari. And then Uddipan will come. And after that, Anubhav will come. Then Sanchari will come. At last it will come Sattvik. And after Sattvik, Sthayi Bhav will come. And when Sattvik Bhav will come, all these things will mixed upon the platform of Sthayi Bhav. In a pot, if you give water, chini,
sugar,
kevada for sugandha, fragrance, or gulab jal, you know.
Rose water.
But it should be in proportion. Otherwise, it will not rush. So, all these things will be in the guidance of any very expert Rasik Vaishnava. We have heard like so, but I have no what experience or anything. Not a very little bit or anything. But I am telling what I have read. Only book knowledge I am telling. So, gradually it will come. If we will do one day, like this, for an hour, and leave it, and then here and there jumping, nothing will come. Like Raghunath Das Goswami, when he sends, he always give him so dhikkar. Dhikkar means, you know, I'm so wretched. I have no bhakti. Always waiting, praying to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, praying to Girdhari, Giriraj, and going on. And reading the books of Rupa Goswami. His only sambal, sambal means his power was the books of Rupa Goswami. And the knowledge he has gained from Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the parikara, always thinking. So automatically it will come in a chain. It will come when the pastime of Krishna of eight jam, when in morning automatically that will come. Purvanna Purvanna Lila. Madhyanna Madhyanna Lila. He will be in Radha Kunda. In evening, Krishna returning. But he will be always with Srimati Radhika. Always. When Krishna is returning, she, Rupmanjari, is with Srimati Radhika and seeing Krishna. Showing Krishna. So always in this thing. When he will chant? When he will chant? Or do another thing? He has no work to do. Is everything as gopis, no mala in hand, like that. Because he is Paramahansa. But we will have to do all things and follow Raghunath Das Goswami also. Now Srimati Radhika has, in outer sense she was waiting, and he has done Neela Chudavali bhi. He has given Chudi?
Bengal.
Bengal.
Bengal. Bengals. And Angulik in face,
rings.
When he when he came in outside, when he saw that he going to make wear these rings in the fates or Chudavali here, but he saw that no hand of Srimati Radhika, and she was bitter, weeping, weeping, weeping. Again, from outer sense she came in half Ardhavajya, and then she came into inner dasa, and she saw that she has Nupur, ankles. Toe, ankles. 42 feet. And she is giving it in the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. At once she remembered the pastimes of Krishna and how Krishna, when in rush, the anklets were thrown. Then Krishna took it, and Radhika was sitting or standing for dance, and he took and began to tighten in the fits of Srimati Radhika. He was also remembering that Krishna sings on Bansi or Veni, but if the sounds of ankles very sweet is not there, it seems that he is doing only half thing. But if the twinkles, they are twinkling, and Bansi is also singing, then both combined sound makes Krishna so much happy. And also Srimati Radhika and all others. At that time Krishna makes the flute sound so sweet to his last limit. Krishna was singing and gopis were all dancing. Tulsi Manjari, watching very strangely, in wonder, all stop to dance. Only Srimati Radhika was dancing and Krishna was playing on flutes. Also sing towards Srimati Radhika, how fine and how sweet she is dancing. All were moved, as if it has been written in Venu Gita, that when Krishna was playing on flute and Mayur, peacocks were dancing. All other birds and beasts, everything, they were only watching. Their movement was stopped. Even Jamuna was stopped. And trees, branches came down. And parrots, she parrots, and all others stopped their voice, as if they are Muni, sitting on the branch of Samved. And from there they are coming in the Srimad Bhagavat branch. And other yogis are on other Nim tree and all others. Cuckoos are there, but they have also stopped their voice, because two are mixed singing, Venunad and ankles of Srimati Radhika. All were watching, so she was also. In the meantime, the anklet, anklet of one foot,
came out
and
went away.
Tulsi is watching that the sound of Bansi has also become less. And Srimati Radhika stopped to dance. And everything was upset. She ran towards the
entrance
and took it. Krishna in the mid time, he came and took it. And he bended in the feet of Srimati Radhika. And again, the dancing and all things were done as usual. She remembered this thing. Oh, Srimati Rati Manjari are. She began to tell to Krishna, oh, you remind when Rasa was going and this fact was going. Krishna took himself and he tightened in your feet and again he began to dance. In Padam Bhoj,
Lotus Feet.
No, this
Madhu Madhur Madhu Madhur Nishayang Jyoti Rut Bhashitayang Sikr Samasbhasa Klitkar Pura Bhoj Subal Sukhmupe Tadutika Nastahas Chadamapum Marade Nitramanandayatam. What is the name of that? Premam Bhoj Maka. Very good thing. In that it has been written. What? उसमें लिखा है क्या स्मर बिलसित तल्पे जल पलीलाम अललपाम कर्मकत परिहीनम विव्रति तेन सार्थक प्रमद मदन लीला प्रमद मदन युद्ध शांतितः कांत कृष्णा प्रचुर सुखद बक्ष स्फार तल्पे सपंति प्रसमुदित विशाखा जीविताब्धौ समिद्धा क्षणमपमम राधे नित्यमानंदयत्तम. She is telling, पदम भोजे मणिमय तुला कोटि युगमेन जत्नात् अभ्यर्चे तद्दल कुलमपि प्रेष्ट पादंगुलीय. So he is remembering that pastime. And she was giving the anklets in the feet of Srimati Radhika and remembering and making remember to Srimati Radhika. And remembering this pastime, Sri Radhika became so much pleased, so much glad, and began to smile. He is telling that jatnat abhyarcha. Abhyarcha means to do archan. He had to give the anklet in the feet of Srimati Radhika each archan. As we, when take Mahaprasadam, we tell that we are serving Mahaprasad. We are serving Harikatha like this. Everything is service. Why he is telling that Sunetre Sunetre, he is telling to Srimati Radhika. When this pastime that I told, when anklet was gone out, then Srimati Radhika was saying to Krishna, who was collecting that Nupur, and he was going to give it in the feet of Srimati Radhika. And she was so pleased that he is in Swabhartrika state, Swadhin Bhartrika state. Any Naika, any beloved, becomes so much pleased if the beloved is in control. Now Krishna is fully controlled to Srimati Radhika. So, see, her everybody, eyes, mouth, everything was so happy. So, this was as a lotus petal. So, in full
bloom.
So, he is telling that, O Sunetre, he is hearing and appreciating by heart to Rati Manjari and telling how this will come. Rupa Goswami has told in his Chatu Pushpanjali, you know, very important. Bhakti Vinod Thakur has translated it in Padya, in
poetry.
And very, very beautiful this. In the last, he has written, Rupa Goswami, that anyone who will read this very patiently and very savadhani, carefully, and with so much affection, bar bar,
again,
then this mood may come, will come. Not only come, it will surely come. Chaitanya Chaitamrita, it has been told, Bansi Gana Mrita Dham, Lamanya Mrita Janmasthan, Jena Dekhe Se Chandabadan, Se Nayane Kivakaj, Padu Tar Mathe Baj, Se Nayan Rahe Ki Karane. He is telling that Bansi, Krishna plays on Bansi and the sound is the dham of Amrita, dham of
nectar.
Achcha. Lavanya Amrita Janmasthan and Krishna faces Lavanyamrita Dham or Janmastha, Janma, the birthplace of Lavanyamrita. Lavanya means beauty peeping from body. Beauty as a pearl peeping from inner side to outside.
Luster.
Jina dekhe se chandabadan. When Krishna has Bansi here and playing and this in corner he is looking to anyone, That is to Gopi Srimati Radhika. Then his face becomes so much less and less time beautiful than ever. So if anyone sees this, see certainly his kritartha. Their eyes are
fulfilled.
Kritartha. Otherwise, the eyes are in vain. As in Srimad Bhagavat, it has been told. Here also in Chaitanya Chaitanya. Se nayanama nayane kiva kaj. I don't like in vain these eyes which I have not seen that we have told. The Krishna face. And when tinkling of Srimati Radhika, ankles are twinkling. So if anyone has not seen at that time the face of Krishna, which is the birthplace of Lavanya Amrit and Gana Amrita Dham, also singing Amrit is coming from the same mouth. So the Janmasthan of two. Then if a nanny, this is not eyes is saying to Krishna and Srimati Radhika, then I don't like that on them thunderbolt can
fall
and they should be destroyed. Also in Srimad Bhagavati has been told, Akhnatang Phalamidam na param vidama sakhu pasun ami विवेशयतो वयस्यै वक्त्रं ब्रजेश सुतयो अनुबेनु जुष्टं जैवान पीतं अनुराक्त कटाक्षम. You know this meaning? I have explained in many ways. At that time also, Srimati Radhika has taken the bansi of Krishna. And Krishna is also doing like this. Srimati Radhika is giving melody in bansi and both are one, and Krishna is seeing Srimati Radhika, Radhika is seeing Krishna. If they have not seen anyone this thing, their eyes are in vain. There are so many, but I'm taking this. So any Mahajan has told about this. That Jabago Brajapur Haba Gopikar Nupur Tadere Charane Madhura Madhura Baji Gogo. Any or Mahajan has written like so. That I want to die and to become a tranquil nupur of Srimati Radhika. I will go to Brajendrapur. Brajendrapur means Nandagaon or Barsana or Javat. All are Brajendrapur. And how about Gopikar Nupur? And I want to be the nupur of Srimati Radhika. And I will, when they will dance Madhura Madhur Baji Gogo, then I will
twink
in sweet melody with the line of Bansi. Krishna Bhava Namrita Srila Chakravarti Thakur has read. I think that all the Leelas have been explained in Govinda Leelamrita and Krishna Bhavanamrita. Without taking them, any explanation cannot be done. those who have read and read thoroughly and they are remembering always, they can explain more and more beautifully. Madhuri, Madhuri Maiva, Dadhat Vibidha Vidha, Swas Safali Kritaye Padayor Lutan, Rana Rane Iti Paran Api, Tadgunan Sukritana Kritina Kim Atushtavat. So, by this, I will safali, main safal karunga netra.
My eyes will be
successful. Padayor luthan, falling in the footprints of Srimati Radhika, feet of Radhika. Bandhu kar de. Chak. Padayor luthan. Rana rana iti paran api tad gunanu sukrita kritina ki mastuvat. When I will, any gopis are giving, or Krishna himself will give him. Another poet, Manadis, Krishna Bhavanamrita, I'm telling that when I will do safal my business, now he is going to, after abharching, doing archan of twinkles,
ankles.
Now, kanchi damna, katitatamidam, prema pitam sunetre, or ye, abharche, tad dala kulam api, prest padanguli yai. Tad dala. Dal means this thing of Srimati Radhika. What is this? And these are dal mane petals.
Huh.
And this is lotus.
The world, stem.
Dal means petal.
But these are petals.
Then.
No? Tad dala kulamapi prest padambu padanguli yai. In these angulis,
fingers.
Toes. This is toes.
Mean
toes.
Foot fingers are toes.
Toes means this one.
Yeah, they are toes.
Padanguri yai, made by money and other things.
Sure.
Always enlightening. It may be also of flowers. I think the flowers, all these things, are more beautiful and fragrant and very soft than
jewels
and all these things. And especially he wants to give mekhala,
belt.
Mekhala, not like belt, but
sash.
Giving one here. What?
Well, we know what it is. Yeah,
but what? How to?
What is the word? A sash. It's a belt made of pearls and other things.
And also there are twinkling things.
Yeah, it doesn't, it's not tight. It doesn't go tightly around the waist, but it hangs and we have seen pictures.
Explain.
Don't have it in English. Don't have it in English.
But how we have seen pictures of it.
But how to explain?
It's like a belt, but with not ornaments hanging from it.
And little, very small, tinkling things.
Small bells.
Here, Nupur, but not so big, very little, tinkling, so sweet here. When they will
dance
or move, all will
tinkle.
And they will go here and there. And Krishna is standing some distance or near, he will see and see. What is called this?
Hip.
But in English, in Sanskrit, or in Bangla, or in Hindi, Nitamba Desh.
Nitamba Desh.
Nitamba. Kati Tatam. Kati Tata. Nadi Tata. Mane rivers.
Side.
Like this. When he remembered at that time some past times, so many past times. When Krishna stopped his everything and seeing the same thing of Srimati Radhika, dancing and they were twinkling and moving here and there. And he was at once, what?
He came to her.
No time. The Prem Peeth of Krishna, Katitatam Idam, Idam Katitatam, this place, the heap of decorated heat of Srimati Radhika, having that ornament, is Prema Peetha of Krishna.
Sacred place of love. Yeah. That sacred place of love.
His eyes goes there automatically, Krishna. Sometimes, standing Srimati Radhika, having anything, and giving hand, and hear this, as if she is tired, having some branch of kadamba.
Resting on it.
Resting. And doing like this. At that time, Krishna sees and becomes so much attracted.
Whenever she moves, that hip attracts his attention.
Sri Tulsi is telling to Srimati Radhika, when Krishna is playing on Bansi, only Krishna, but if you will not dance and your Nupur will not twinkle and though your this will not sound so sweet, then Krishna, he is Nagar, he will not be so much enjoying. And if these are all with the time, then Krishna becomes so pleased. When telling to Srimati Radhika, and he hath badhaya, as if he has taken the anklet and this manidam and giving it to the Srimati Radhika's
hip
and ankles and the feet. He saw that nothing was there. And he returned where he was, rolling on the bank of Srimati Radhakund, weeping and weeping. Then he is praying that, O Srimati Radhike, as I have seen in my samadhi, I will have this chance, you will give this chance to me, that I will serve like this, and praying this sloka. Kansa rate, Kansa rate mane, the killer of Kansa, the Shatru, enemy of Kansa, Atulam Achirat. When Sir Krishna is saying towards Srimati Radhika, and Srimati Radhika is saying towards Krishna, when Krishna is going to give all these ornaments, when Tulsi is seeing this and remembering this, then Tulsi is telling to Srimati Radhika,